Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
All right, Tribe, I'm so excited to talk about magic. Okay, it's not magic, it's engineering. When it comes to an amazing company called Plytech, is an acoustical sound control company that's a big deal. And I'm super excited to welcome Will Byrick into Studio AOC. Let's dive in and have a fireside chat with Will. Lock and load, Tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
Mine, beer, for sure. No question about it.
I'm a beer guy.
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor?
I probably like a New England style IPA, I think.
All right, cool. What's one in your neck of the woods that you'd give a shout out to?
Oh, I think, for anybody in the Northeast, the Treehouse Brewery is really quite famous. That's an excellent spot up in Massachusetts.
Awesome. Treehouse Brewery. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
Favorite place I've traveled, I would say probably Australia. I went there for Internoise, which is like a, you know, acoustician conference in 2015. And that was pretty neat. Other side of the planet, totally different climate, but fun people and really great place.
Awesome. Well, this is all about getting to know our tribe outside of their what they do in the construction area, but I can tell the juices are flowing. It's you like to put it all together there, right?
Sure, sure.
One story from that trip. One specific story.
Oh, gosh. I think we ended up at the casinos there. We're really fantastic right near the conference. And we ended up at the casino doing what you do, playing blackjack and having beverages with a whole bunch of people in the acoustics world. And just a great time, you know, getting together and doing the technical sessions during the day and then going out at night and having fun. That kind of makes for a happy existence.
There you go. Good stuff. Yeah. What's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena? We like to call the art of construction.
Yeah. I mean, I like to play a lot of music. That's how I got into the acoustics thing in the first place. So, you know, I'm 40 years old now, just turned, but I still, like a kid, have synthesizers and drum machines and stuff in my basement. And I like to, work on that and try and just as a hobby, try and make music. So, you know, that's really my number one thing outside of work. And it kind of ties into work too, understanding different frequencies and how sound works. So it's kind of fun.
Well, awesome. I can definitely relate as my kind of my mantra with the art of construction is really working hard on having really good audio. And as we've had different studios and different places, it's definitely key to where what's around you is key to what comes through or what you hear or don't hear in different environments, right? So I can definitely tell Will is passionate about what he does when it comes to acoustical sound control. He's a chemical engineer turned architectural acoustic expert and tire recycling entrepreneur. What's that all about?
Well, we started Plytech based on the idea of recycling car tires, trying to keep car tires out of landfill facilities. There is one recycled car tire per person per year produced in North America. So you're looking at 450 million car tires a year that have to go somewhere. We're going to put them in landfills. Terrible idea. They're used oftentimes under turf. If you watched any NFL this weekend, you see guys get tackled. You see crumb rubber kind of fly up. But, we ended up patenting nine different sort of inventions that utilize crumb rubber to prevent noise and vibration in buildings. That's what Plytech is. That's what we do. So we use those recycled car tires to make quieter environments for people to live in.
Well, how cool is that? So give us a little, so you started by kind of seeing this bad situation of all these tires. Say, what can we do about this, right? That turned into Plytech. Give us a little bit of an overview of kind of like what makes Plytech engineers the leading innovators in sound control.
Well, I think being the inventors of sort of the concept of using recycled car tires, whether it's beneath flooring or beneath concrete or what have you, to prevent vibration passing through the building or moving through the building was a very unique idea that, you know, we patented and continue to bring to market today. So, you know, that's the thing that probably separates us the most, but also we try and hire a team of engineering people, guys that are people that are competitive and sporty and also like engineering and sort of well-rounded folks. And that's been a good, formula for us.
Cool. So Plytech really, I'm assuming a lot of multifamily living is where you guys really do a lot of work for those, you know, multifamily applications. And then you are working with architects and acoustical experts to take your specific patented products like the Genie Clip and putting them into those applications accurately?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So we do all the testing to prove that our products work. We use independent labs and test out the products and then present those sort of wall assemblies or floor assemblies to architects and engineers. You know, they're able to use those wall assemblies or floor assemblies where they need to in their buildings. And you mentioned multifamily, like absolutely. That's, you know, when people, especially older people, move from their country home into a condominium, they've never lived in multifamily sort of environment before. It can be an awakening, you know, you can hear your neighbor in particular walking around above, I think is the, we talked about this earlier, is the second most litigated item in multifamily construction in the United States. So it's a, you know, it's a big deal. People want to have their privacy. They want to have a nice, quiet, private place to live. So, and multifamily is not going anywhere. We're only getting more sort of urban densification all the time. So
that's a big deal. You said number two, number one's probably mold or mildew water issue, right? So yep. You got that number one, and then sound is number two. So we're talking a big deal to get in front of. And I'm assuming it's more cost effective to look at doing this proactively versus reactively when you're building construction projects versus adding it in later. Is that accurate?
Oh yeah. You can imagine that if you build a condominium and you've installed the tile floor and the countertops and the drywall and all that stuff, and it does not meet building code, then it's a real problem.
So we're always talking about, you know, begin with the end in mind. So I kind of want to go on a little bit of a journey of when we say begin with the end in mind, as me being a guide for all of these amazing people I get to meet and have these fireside chats when it comes to Plytech as the leaders when it comes to acoustical sound control. It talks about how you guys are the gold standard in sound control. I don't even know what the gold standard means. What is that?
Right. Well, I mean, I think the one thing we've done well is really focus on R&D and testing. So the International Building Code, which applies to all buildings in the United States, mandates that you shall have an STC rating of 50 and you shall have an IIC rating of 50 for all of your walls, STC for the walls, IIC for the floors. So what are those? Let me just give you a quick breakdown of those because they're important. STC is sound transmission class. This is airborne sound. So someone listening to music, someone playing an instrument, you can hear it next door. How good is your wall for blocking airborne sound? That's STC. IIC is impact insulation class. It is footfall noise. So hearing people walking above you on the floor. Both irritating, both important. If you design a building with only STC in mind, you will have huge complaints and not be code compliant. If you only think about IIC, same thing. So you need both of these things, IIC and STC, impact sound and airborne sound attenuation. Then you have a good building. So what we do is go out and rigorously test everything and provide all of that lab test data to the architects. And so they've basically, by using our systems, they've met code before they've even broken ground because we've tested it in the lab and it's code compliant. So that's really, I mean, that's what makes us a gold standard. We're not afraid to spend the money and go and get the testing done and stand behind the products and meet those STC and IIC ratings for International Building Code.
Awesome explanation. It's one of the best I've ever heard of when you say, what do those things are so important to know what that is. But there's the testing and then there's the real world too. And it's putting all that stuff together to really make it work but also, make all of the paperwork jive, right? So you're not part of that second most litigated item out there, right? And having that put together.
If you're a contractor and you're going to build something that doesn't have a lab test for, say, IIC for impact sound, you're really playing with fire, because you can imagine the IIC test, there's basically a, they call it a tapping machine, but it's a little hammer machine that hits the floor with these piston-like hammers, and they measure below with a microphone and tell you how loud it is. That's basically your IIC rating. And if that fails after you've completed construction, that means you're ripping out the floor, you're ripping out the ceiling. It's a total nightmare. But if you've got the lab test and you build it per the lab test, then you're all set.
Awesome. So take me on a little journey about a few of your products that you guys have developed that started from, so in the US alone, some 290 million tires are discarded each year. In Canada, more than 28 million are discarded annually. So taking all of these tires and develop these products, can you kind of, we love on the Art of Construction for you to kind of, this is audio only, but kind of how the critical path in construction and where some of these products like the Genie Clip, and the Genie Mat, where and when these would go into a construction project?
Sure. Yeah, the Genie Mat RST was our first invention, and it's a finished flooring underlayment. So that basically is used in every concrete tower in North America beneath ceramic tile or wood floor or vinyl floors. It's a flat sheet good made of recycled car tires. And, we design it to specific density, to specific natural frequency, which we go into. But, we have a long laundry list of technical specifications that we design the product to. And then we test that for IIC impact insulation class, and it gets installed under the flooring. And for concrete buildings, it's really not more complicated than that. You have the appropriate Genie Mat RST product with the finished floor, and you'll meet international building code and avoid those lawsuits and issues and complaints quite easily. I mean, it's not the most difficult task. But when you get into the 5-floor wood frame apartments that we're seeing all over the country, much more difficult than concrete slabs. So that's, we developed the Genie Clip in order to isolate the ceiling. We had this idea that if you, like a engine mount on a car, you don't feel your engine vibrating because it's sitting on rubber mounts. Why don't we do the same thing with the gypsum board and sit the gypsum board on rubber mounts? And if the gypsum board doesn't vibrate, we're not going to hear anything. And so that's really what we've used to solve these impact problems in wood frame buildings, because they are becoming very common and they are problematic for sound control.
So the Genie Mat, is it like a big roll that just rolls out over the whole project? And then the Genie Clips is more of a floating or kind of for wood on how it would work into the system. Is that kind of a overview of how that works?
Yeah, that's fair. The Genie Mat comes and rolls on a skid, and the contractor will roll them out and either glue it down or float it or however the flooring installation calls for. And the Genie Clips are screwed to the underside of the wood joist or to the concrete. I mean, it's not unheard of. Or to studs, steel studs, wood studs. And then a furring channel, which is just a standard drywall channel, pops into the Genie Clip, and the drywall screws to the channel. And so now your channel, or your drywall, is decoupled or, acoustically separated from your structure. And that is really, that's what you're after in architectural acoustics, is decoupling. You need a vibration break between structures. So, that's what we're trying to achieve with any of our products, is creating some kind of decoupling between one layer and another.
Awesome. And so just looking at your website, the Genie Mat has like so many cool attributes about it. I can tell you're not the guy that wants to just go out and brag about it. But I mean, 92% recycled rubber content, like that's unbelievable versus the landfill. That's something that actually is going to make it to where if someone's into video games or somebody wants it to be quiet on each side, that's a huge help. And it mold, bacteria, fungi, and water resistant, qualifies for LEED points. You have a lot of really cool attributes. I commend you guys for taking something that's a problem and making it something that really, when it comes down to it, if you're in a multi-living environment, that's kind of the fear factor of making that change when earlier you talked about an older couple maybe in their house to where they want to age in place, but it just doesn't work anymore to go into this other, if acoustically they can make it work, you know, I think this is a very key thing that you got to be in front of when you're coming to your marketing and sales strategy in multifamily living, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
But what's some other products that you would want to shed light on here? I see you have some, you know, different types of bracket or you even have offshoot things like treadmill pads.
Well, yeah, that was an interesting one. We kept getting phoned and asked about gym-related noise, fitness center-related noise, whether it's people dropping weights on the floor. That was very common. And, you know, you've got condominium complexes where they want the gym on the top floor. So when you're working out, you got a beautiful view of the city and what have you. Well, what's underneath the top floor? The fanciest unit in the whole building.
Yeah.
So you got guys dropping 50-pound weights on the floor and the penthouse owners below going crazy. So we developed a whole line of gym flooring products called Genie Mat Fit. And those are basically modular tiles with a sort of a spring-like pedestal that will deflect when the weight strikes it. And because of that weight, that pedestal is deflecting, that energy is going into deflecting the pedestal and not into the structure. And so you don't hear the weight drop below. And that's been a huge business for us. I think we started that 4 or 5 years ago, and we installed the gym floor at the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building. You know, big chains all over the United States just use that flooring all the time, let alone small condo gyms and what have you. So, you know, if there's anyone's listening that has a weight drop or fitness center related issue, it's very common. They should give us a call. We do that every day.
Well, and that's an important lesson there, is that you guys really were laser focused on this avenue, but by being focused and doing a good job on that, other doors open that you can, you know, diversify into your company as you grow. So that's an important lesson learned as we listen to how you guys have built and evolved your company over time. So I commend you for that. So how do you guys go to market as a company? If I'm a contractor or an affiliate who the Art of Construction is built for them to grow their business, I'm intrigued whether I have a gym, I got a multifamily, I have this, or I just have a weird scenario like I want to build a podcast studio inside of a multi-living co-working space. How do you guys go to market?
Well, I mean, I think primarily if you are a contractor listening and you have a problem, you should contact your local acoustical consultant. There's, you know, a large, diverse network of acoustical consultants all across the United States. And they're excellent. They will take a holistic look at your problem and, you know, recommend various solutions, because they'll take into account things that we don't look at, like HVAC noise or, you know, all kinds of different things that might be involved. So I think that's important, that people should always be contacting their local acoustical consultant. And then, you know, when the situation is right for Plytech products to be used, they'll hopefully be recommended. And then, of course, you know, we have our website and what have you, and which is plytech.com, P-L-I-T-E-Q.com. And contractors can check that out and see all the different products that we have. And certainly are welcome to contact us directly as well.
Awesome. So if I'm expanding, and I'm seeing a lot of that today, of where I was doing remodels to this, to now I'm doing my first, you know, four-story duplex that an investor believes in me, you know, talk to us about, you know, sound control is a big deal. Talk to us about that critical path of that acoustical. Where do they typically work? Are they in an architectural firm? Are they their own platform? Go real basic for us, just for that sector, people like me that are trying to guide us all from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, I mean, your architect has a duty of care, a responsibility to meet building codes. So STC assemblies on the walls, STC and IIC assemblies on the floor ceiling that are lab tested. You have to think about the mechanical equipment. We have our GenieMat FF products, which are floating floors, and those are used to create isolated floating concrete slabs for all the mechanical equipment so that you're not hearing the vibration of your air handler and what have you. And then if you have a fitness center, how are you going to address the loud sort of music that's played there, as well as weight drops and impacts from treadmills and ellipticals and things like that. So, you know, there's quite a number of different things that you need to consider if you're building if you're starting construction on any project, certainly, especially if it's multifamily. Yeah, like I said, your local acoustical consultant should really be contracted, especially if you're into a multifamily thing. The architects typically can hire an acoustical consultant as well, because they're sort of jacks of all trades. They sub that sort of stuff out sometimes. But yes, the architect should provide all of those details.
And back to being the number two litigated thing, we're always talking about beginning with the end in mind, and the end, mm-hmm. whether that is. So make sure when you're having all those meetings to where, when you're having design, all that stuff, a key part of that design is the architectural acoustical design through your architect. So make sure that's an important part. Day to day, I own a window and door company, and it's so much talking about energy and U factors, but yeah. In glass, it's a big deal for that too. And working together in those acoustical environments for all the different building components to work together, because you could do all this stuff with the mats, but then if you have the other bad components around it, you're going to have other SDC things. So it's really that acoustical building envelope. So I totally agree with you, is that, your architectural firm is key on much more than the pretty pictures. It's really about how it's going to live, breathe, sound, all those, the senses that we all live day in, day out in these building environments, right?
Yeah, actually you hit on a great point, and that is that, sound will find a way. It will find the weakest link in the chain. It's almost like water or electricity. If there's a path, it will find it. So like you said, with a door, oftentimes you can build this amazing STC 60 wall for a very high-end condominium. But if your door isn't sealed, you're going to hear a conversation clearly in the hall. Similarly, if you're doing a tile installation and you don't isolate the perimeter of the tile from the wall, then the vibration's going to go right into the wall, right past your Genie Mat RST and into the structure. So all of these architectural details are super critical in getting a successful installation.
Air, water, and sound that comes into your design pressure rating, like you said, will find its weakest link. So yep. That's really the, when I started this podcast, the big impetus of it was the construction arena seemed either as too construction, you've always done it this way, or too corporate, what's your lowest price? And I wanted to build this resource to say the whole BHAG or Big Hairy Audacious goal for the Art of Construction is to bring us all together and understand there's budgets and values and timelines and restrictions and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, you have to achieve the best value you can and take all these amazing segments and put them all together to where the sound is where you want it to be. If it's in the gym, you can rock out and have a great workout, but the sound stays in there. Also, if it's up on the premium floor of a balcony, there's not air and water coming through there to where it's comfortable, to where the HVAC and all the living, breathing things of that building are key about taking our tribe and pulling it all together. So, I was doing research on your company. You guys are so, innovative, and you're always pushing, the next envelope. Not to hold it to you, but where do you see the future when we take technology and labor and all these amazing engineers and acoustics of, where it's going? What are some tools and techniques where you see, your area within the Art of Construction going?
We're working with a whole bunch of modular builders who are trying to build these apartments. Including the cabinetry and things like that on site at their factories, and bring them to site and just pop them together like Lego. And I think that could or could not be a thing in the future. Could be a huge thing, but people are still working on it and struggling with it. But, we're working with those companies to try and make sure that there's sound isolation between those units. New structures come out all the time. For example, the composite decks, metal pan decks that we're seeing all over the place, replacing an 8-inch thick slab with a 4-inch thick metal pan with poured concrete. Well, it's great. It's less expensive for the general contractor to build the building, but a 4-inch thick metal pan deck is much worse acoustically than an 8-inch thick slab. So we work with those metal pan deck people to try and develop systems that are viable to go to market. And that's what I really enjoy, is working with these different partners in the industry, whether it's structural guys or floor types or modular builders, to try and help bring their, you know, innovations to market in a realistic way where they're not just immediately going to get sued or have problems or what have you. We handle our little acoustics part and, you know, they handle the rest.
Well, there's no doubt that modular or system build construction offsite is, it's not going away. It's just a matter of how fast it's going to change and disrupt the construction arena we call the art of construction. In fact, we did a whole series on offsite construction that if you go look in our deep dive series, we did 15 episodes with all kinds of companies like Katerra and Benson Wood. And we interviewed all these different companies that are really looking to change, you know, the critical path of construction. And what you guys are talking about is key stuff in that, because to me, it's really evolving what I call the stitching industry. That is this brand new thing of you're taking people that have always done it this way of standing walls and building it all up, whether it's this or that. They figured out how they do their constructability of that. Now they're just getting these whole pods. I was in one last week on the bay, you know, in the mountains of Colorado in Beaver Creek, where in that whole area, there's more modular condominiums and big going in than there is site-built construction right now. Mm-hmm. And so there's a massive thing of where that's all going to go. And that's where this is, you know, one place where we can all listen with each other and grow and learn together to say, how would your products, you know, stitch into the boxes to then, in the end, make it work?
That's exactly right. I mean, ours is a small component, but it's an important one. And we like to be involved in those design processes for sure.
Awesome. So in closing, if there's one thing that you want to tell us when you look at the art of construction of you coming in and going after taking tires and taking this amazing problem and making it into this amazing solution with your cool products, if there's one thing you want the art of construction to hear to help them grow their business for contractors and their affiliates, what's that one thing you want to leave them listening for more? And we'll have all kinds of information on the Art of Construction platform show notes for people to go learn more and get in touch with you and your team.
Well, I think if you're a contractor and you're dealing with STC and IIC and things like that for your building, make sure whatever product you're considering that you're asking for lab test data and actual third party, you know, confirmation of the performance. You know, there's in the world of acoustics, there is quite a bit of, you know, marketing that's not necessarily truthful or accurate. So make sure if you're installing something or planning on using it, it's tested in the same assembly that you're using in your project and that you have all your I's dotted and T's crossed, because you don't want to have problems after the fact.
Well, I was just going to just take, I mean, tires. I was just going to go take my wood chipper and grind them up and get some glue. And, you know, isn't that all you need to do? Just taking some rubber and throwing it down, right?
Doesn't matter.
But joking in seriousness, though, it's you know, there's once something is out there, there's all kinds of spinoffs, right?
And yeah, that's right.
The key tribe is to understand what he's talking about is to say, make sure it's the right value. Just because it may on a piece of paper of a marketing spiel, this is what it is of make you feel good. But on the other side, you better make sure it actually works, right? So it's that whole trust but verify. And that's where, you know, we get frustrated with some of these third parties, and sometimes things take longer to come to fruition. But, you know, don't expect what you don't inspect. And so that's where I commend you guys for saying, just make sure – Don't take Plytech, whatever we say, as the golden rule. Take what the third parties and what the testing and what the industry says, this is what works and this is what it tests at, and make sure that you understand what those testing means to build your building the right way to where all of the building environments are doing what they are intended to do, right?
Yep, you got happy tenants, you've met code, you know, you have code compliance, happy tenants, a successful project. I've been on too many of these things that go wrong. They're bad. You know, it's not something you want to do.
Awesome. So hopefully we've given you another tool in your toolbox when it comes to acoustical sound controls. Check out Plytech, Plytech.com. And the team will have plenty of information on the show notes. So Will and his team are ready to help. And make sure if you're in the construction arena, we like to call the art of construction, and if you're doing a multifamily building, take the time to understand, at least know what STC means and everything else around that. so that you are protected. It's not a matter of if, it's when something comes back at you, you're ready for it. So thanks so much for coming in and telling us your story. And we're so honored to be a platform for telling the world about making it sound better and live better in your acoustic environments. Thanks, Will.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Awesome. Cheers, Trev.